Coming up on Minnesota Native News, there's new money management help on the Net Lake Boys Fort Reservation. A Minnesota tribe helps others pay for propane heating, and Duluth organizations are developing support services for Native victims of human trafficking.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. A new credit union is open on the Net Lake Boys Fort Reservation. Nikki Paratis is CEO of Northern Eagle Credit Union.
Not only is the tribe itself sovereign, but then people want to live their lives sovereign, and I think that's true for everyone. They want that financial freedom where they are able to call the shots in their own personal lives.
The credit union is backed by the Boys Fort Band of Chippewa Tribe. During the three-year development phase, Paratis began to understand why people often don't like to do business with traditional banks.
Among them were instances, real or perceived, of prejudice or discrimination, and some people just didn't feel comfortable going into, let's say, the lobby of a mainstream looking financial institution. Just seemed a little intimidating for some.
So Northern Eagle Credit Union tries to do things differently.
We wear jeans, sneakers, and then just a logoed polo or logoed t-shirt. We've been told that that's made people pretty comfortable, and I like not having to dress up, I'm not going to lie.
Financial services are often coupled with services that help people with financial planning. Paratis describes a recent customer who had bad credit but wanted to buy a used truck.
We are going to be putting them into our credit healing program, where they will take out a loan for $1,200 with a 12-month term. All of their positive loan payments will bump up their credit score a little bit, but we're also going to pair them with our partner, Lutheran Social Services, to receive one-on-one counseling to make sure that all of their other spending and lifestyle behaviors support that new credit score.
4 weeks after opening their doors, the credit union had 85 members. Paratis' goal is to have 200 members by the end of April. The Shakopee Midwakaton Sioux community has donated $870,000 to the Standing Rock, Yankton, and Santee Sioux tribes. The money will help tribal members pay for propane to heat their homes. The three reservations are in the Dakotas, where some tribal families can't afford the high price of propane fuel. In fact, the Standing Bear tribe has declared a state of emergency. Propane prices in the Midwest have spiked because the fuel has been in short supply. The Shakopee Midwakaton Sioux community owns the Mystic Lake Casino, Hotel, and Little Six Casino outside of Minneapolis-St. Paul. Annually, the tribe donates millions of dollars to other tribes, tribal organizations, American Indian, and non-Native causes. Here in Minnesota, the propane shortage and price hikes are having less of an impact. Kevin Costi is the Emergency Preparedness Director with the Boys Fort Band of Chippewa.
I think we only had two houses that ran out of propane. We were prepared for 100. We were all ready to set up shelters.
But the shortage has gotten Costi and the Tribal Council to take a second look at their emergency plans.
Here's a place we have designated as an emergency shelter. Well, the backup power is propane. So we get emergency food for our shelters, a lot of times from the Net Lake store. Well, their backup power is propane, too.
Costi says the shortage is a wake-up call. The band may consider converting some backup power generators to ones that don't use propane. He suggested diesel as one possible option. Researchers and activists are looking for new ways to end human trafficking of Native women and children in northern Minnesota. Native women and children are being sold for sex on the boats that dock in Minnesota's Lake Superior ports. Christine Stark is an activist, author, and researcher based at the University of Minnesota, Duluth. She has been talking to women who have survived the sex trade on the boats.
Number one thing that should be done is for services to be created that are provided for culturally specific services for Native women and youth run by Native people.
A grant from the Women's Foundation of Minnesota is funding work to develop services specifically for Native victims of trafficking. There are two Duluth-based organizations collaborating on the project. They are the Program for Aid to Victims of Sexual Assault and the American Indian Community Housing Organization. This is Minnesota Native News, online at minnesotanativenews.org.